There's only one thing
to
to say
say three.
for you. Oh, three words. I forgot that part.
You skipped straight to 40.
I forgot it was like accounting. I was like trying to remember. I'm like, okay,
One
there's
word.
one
Wait,
thing
no, one thing.
to
Not
say.
one word. One
No,
thing
if it was one
to
word, it wouldn't
say.
be three words.
Three words
Three words
for
for.
you.
After mess it up.
It's just to sync it up initially.
Episode 11.
Episode 11. Mothers I Learned From Podcast.
1-1.
After our long hiatus, dude.
Yeah.
Been like three.
We've been working hard, let me
exactly.
tell you.
Been going.
What have you
at
been
it.
Up to, man?
Not much, not much. I went to Universal Studios Hollywood. That was bad.
Oh shit! Did you see? Did you
I
go
saw
on the
Homer
Jurassic
D.
Park ride?
Simpson.
Homer D. Simpson.
I did go to the Jurassic fucking Park ride. That shit was kind of sick.
That's awesome, dude! When you see the freaking
I
one with the
did.
kind of face that
I
sort
had
of
to take off my
flares
glasses
out.
though, so I couldn't really see any of the
Oh, because
dinosaurs because of the big ass drop. It was kind of lame.
oh, because you were. You were basically a scared baby about
Yeah.
it. You were like, oh, I'm gonna lose my glasses. Oh man, I can picture you and it's so
Offensive.
embarrassing.
It's
You would
offensive.
get scared on that shit, man.
No, bro, I fucking straight faced it. I just didn't want to lose my glasses, you know?
Yeah, if I saw those fucking pictures that it took, I bet you would look honestly
You know
more
what's
like a baby than
bullshit?
a man.
You know how at the end of the ride they show you the pictures you take?
Yeah.
They just showed us like stock photos of people on the ride, and then they gave us a QR code and they were like, visit the website to buy your picture now. On some bullshit, dude. I was like, I don't recognize this
Well,
completely white
you could
family that was
pretend it
ahead of
like,
me.
oh, there's. Well, the thing is, people are so into like quizzes and identifying with other people, like characters these days, that like that's enough. Like, you see a happy family, okay, that one's me. Okay, my sister's this one, my dad's
Tag
this one, you
yourself in
know?
this photo.
Tagging, which one is you for
I'm
real?
dad.
And then you can do like a funny joke, like, "Oh, Dad, you're the little girl, and the little girl in our family is the big
You
man,"
know,
and that would, and he'll probably laugh.
when I was like 10 and I first got a Facebook, I had like downloaded
Yeah,
Facebook. The only
you
things.
pretended to be a little girl.
No. The only things I would post are those pictures, or like these exact pictures. I remember specifically like a collage of like Angry Birds, and it was like, tag your friends. And that's exactly what I did. I would post these pictures on Facebook, and I'd be, I'm the red one, Matthew is the triangle, my mom
Oh,
is
no way, you're so
the.
basic. You thought you were the red one, bro.
Bro, have you not
You
seen the
really.
Angry Birds movie? My cousin had a birthday about the Angry Birds movie.
About the movie, not even the games, bro. I'm like a
The
games
straight up just the
movies
movie,
fan.
which is odd. I don't know. He went to go see the movie
Yeah, man.
before I wasn't invited to the movie. I was just
There
invited
was
to.
a sequel to that shit,
There
man.
was, dude.
Wait, he wasn't. You weren't invited to your cousin's birthday
No, because
party?
I had a se no, no, no. I was, but I wasn't because he and his like little cousin friends, or my little cousin's friends, like went to the movies to watch Angry Birds 2, or either Angry Birds 1 or Angry
Yeah.
Birds 2. But I wasn't invited to go watch it because I had to set up the party. It was
Ah, shit, dude.
sad, dude.
Older cousin problems for
Still
real.
haven't seen the movie because, you know, the disappointment.
I saw the first one. I don't remember what happens. I remember the pigs were like the bad guys, which is
Yeah.
typical. You know, you can figure that out from the games pretty
Exact.
much.
Pre
But it wasn't
pretty
as fun
easily.
because you could. I didn't get to control any of my favorite characters. Like the yellow one. The green toucan is my favorite. I used to have a
Pretty cool.
plushie of it.
I used to have
Angry
the
Birds sort of.
for Christmas for Christmas, sorry, for
Yeah,
Christmas
whatever.
2012,
Fuck you, man. Yeah, whatever.
I remember Christmas 2012. I got the, it was like, you know, those like hats where you, it like comes to the side. I don't know what it's called. Like a beanie, but then there's like straps.
Yeah. Like the South Park kind of hats.
Yeah. But it was like the red Angry Bird theme. And I wore it a lot.
And because you identified with the red.
Exactly. Angry Bird, I was the main character. You were like,
The red one in the movie was the only one that was really angry. He had anger issues. Yeah, that was like his thing. And I'm like,
I've only seen the trailer a million times.
He didn't have special powers at all.
It's just red a regular. He's boring. Just the regular guy.
The toucan went backwards. The toucan was like a boomerang.
So he's Australian.
One turns into three.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
I thought you said the red one was your favorite.
That's the one I identify with the most. But my favorite one is the blue one.
Oh, my God, bro. This type of self-hatred should not be accepted in 2021, bro. It's not the time for that.
It's insane.
When we move forward, can we start identifying with our favorite characters instead of the fucking lame ones, bro? Because the toucan's my favorite, and I identify
with you identify with the toucan? That's valid.
Yeah.
You
see that for me, or am I?
Yeah, no, you know what? I actually do. Very toucan energy.
What's that fucking supposed to mean, man?
You know, big Australian energy.
Yeah, two can play at that game. Yeah, three can play at that game. Yeah, when I'm the blue one. And the yellow one goes fast.
The yellow one
and
does
the big
go fast.
Red one is big.
Which one explodes?
Yeah, I honestly have gotten that I'm the yellow one before.
Like a BuzzFeed quiz?
No, just
which Angry Bird do you identify with the most?
I've had this exact conversation a bunch of times. I'm always talking about Angry Bird, bro, and which one you are.
This is a conversation I've had maybe when I was 12. Which Angry Bird are you?
But the thing about growing older is you get smarter about things. I know I'm not operating off pure feeling and fucking bullshit anymore. I'm not a little ass kid with a little ass brain, bro. I have
nearly fully developed
and brain. I'm nearly, man. Give me fucking 3 years and I'm basically there, man.
And then you can make your decision.
And then I can finally know which Angry Bird I am. Maybe it'll change, man. Maybe I'm the blue one. I don't know.
How much would it take for you
or the white one.
What does the white one do?
One that lays an egg.
It lays an egg?
Yeah.
I didn't get too far.
Now, do you think it's a period egg or like a baby egg?
I don't know. I'm guessing baby egg, you know?
What if they did, like, oh, baby? So it's like killing its baby on the pig. Sort of a little suicide bomber type of baby.
You have the angry red one, the cool green one, and then the suicide bomber. Yeah, it's insane.
That black one is literally a suicide bomber. Yeah, it blows up.
He just blows up. What the fuck?
Honestly, dude, even in like something as simple as a phone game, it can't help but reflect the true horrors of war.
Exactly. What is it good for?
War is so. Honestly, dude, it honestly scares me, the idea of war. Can you imagine being in battle? And remember when you were a little kid and you wanted to do that shit because you played Call of Duty and you're like, okay, now I have to kill Middle Eastern people.
You know, FaZe taught you who.
Every time I went to like Southern California and it got a little deserty, I'm like, okay, what's my mission?
It's time. My training has led up to this moment. I'm at Death Valley.
You're checking the doors and
shit. Yeah, I mean, you're back to the wall and shit.
Yeah, man, and it really all culminated when I went to my uncle's Air Force base in Santa Barbara. I was like, okay, man, there's going to be an attack. I'm going to have to handle shit here.
Have you ever just been bored in class and you're like, what happens if a shooter comes in right now and I just tackle the shit out of
him? Teacher?
No. Like, you've never had like a hero situation where you're like, what if a shooter comes in this classroom and I just like, tackle the shooter, you know? I'm the hero. Nah, of the man,
my imagination was always a bit more grandiose than what I feel like. I wanted to like do like really cool shit, not just like stop a school shooting. That's like lame. I didn't need the validation of like little ass kids, bro. I needed validation of like the president or something. Like
no, that in my head, this is what was going on. I would have tackled the school shooter, gotten on the news. Obama would have been. Obama would have given me the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And, you know, we would have
be like, please, please take my wife in front of me. Imagine having Obama sit in the cuck chair.
you know, you think it's happened? Honestly, I could see it.
You can see Obama as a cuck?
Bro? I could see Obama as a cuck.
I watched the Barry movie, and they honestly seemed like a strong couple.
I thought you meant Barry like the show. Like on HBO, like the fucking.
It's not too different. It's not too different. This the show and the movie. They're about the same thing. They're about Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama plays a big role. Yeah, they're not. It's not too different, man.
No, I meant like the Bill Hader shit.
Oh, that shit. I forgot about that shit. That one's not about Barack, you're right. That one's about like an actor who loves killing. Yeah. That's kind of like what I wanted to be, like some sort of artsy killer.
What?
Just like I would like draw in my spare time and be like, what if I was like a soldier Picasso?
Like, what do you mean?
Like you went into the battlefield? The most like emotional art, but also I didn't really understand it because I love to kill. Is my calling.
Damn, dude, that's fucking deep.
Would that be actually deep as hell?
That would be actually deep as hell.
And I would. Damn, dude, and I'd probably get promoted to like fucking sergeant Lieutenant. Or something. Yeah. Stiege Master is like what I was in Call of Duty, so maybe I would get that.
Prestige Master. How far up the rank is it? You know, you get General, Prestige Master, and then President of the United States.
That's what they tell you. They tell the President is Commander in Chief, but really Prestige More like Master is Commander.
Beef.
Oh, yeah, because he's freaking creating beef with small countries to take their freaking resources. Speaking of moms, I'm Guillermo, son of a mother.
Oh, yeah. I'm Juan, son of a mother. This is Mothers I Learned From, you know, the podcast.
Yeah, Mother Russia is kind Mother of what I was Russia. Thinking. Kind of. Because not only do you kill Middle Eastern people in Call of Duty, you also kill Russian people. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of awesome when you think about it. Because it's like, what's cooler than killing a Russian guy? It's like the strongest guy there can be.
It's cooler than being cool.
Ice.
You have beef with Putin, dude?
I don't know him that well. I've never met him before. I mean, we send messages back and forth on like Facebook and stuff.
Oh, you guys
like
are
that,
like in a talking stage.
Yeah, we're sort of in the talking stage. He's never like suggested even inviting me to Mother Russia though, so I don't really know.
That's how Vlad is, man.
You know. Oh, so you're on like a first name basis with him?
Yeah. Me and Big V, dude. We go way Big V. Back. We go way back, dude.
And trust me, I've seen the Big V.
Trust me, I've seen it.
Yeah, I've explored the Russian caves, man, if you know what I freaking mean, man.
I've seen some weapons of mass destruction, man. Wink, wink.
Yeah, man. Don't even joke about that, though, because that's actually a freaking serious problem.
In fifth grade, I was talking to my friend Aiden, you know.
Yeah, friend I know him.
Exactly.
What about, like, mutually assured combustion or something like that? Like, or is that, like, something?
That could have been really good, I think. Because I'm, laughing. I'm laughing at it now, so I think.
Like, yeah, but it's, like,
like, combustion.
Is that how it's normally spelled? I don't even know how it's normally spelled.
But we got into a beef because I said Kim Jong-un had nukes, and he said he didn't, you know. You didn't believe me.
Doesn't he? He does.
He does.
I actually know that he does.
Yeah.
I took freaking classes on that shit, dude. Yeah, shout out Jane Kramer.
And he said he didn't have nukes, and we were beefing because I was like, he does, bro. Trust me, I've seen him.
I love thinking back to when I would just like bullshit out of my ass, like political stuff when I was a little kid. Like, I just know actual knowledge, but I needed to participate in these conversations for some reason, and I don't know what it was.
Yeah, we thought
one I was so like into be. I really wanted to be smart, and it broke my heart that I didn't know shit.
Yeah, for the 2012 election, we thought if Mitt Romney won, one of our friends would get deported. So we were like saying our goodbyes on election day. It was like, if he wins, dude, tomorrow, Wednesday's gonna suck ass, man. Wednesday isn't gonna be the same without you. He's gonna look you up individually, and he's gonna deport you tonight. That's his.
Download WhatsApp right now. Download WhatsApp right now.
His first plan of action that night is to get a fifth grader from fucking San Mateo deported.
How's he doing now, man?
He's doing cool. He did go back to Mexico eventually, but that was for like vacation.
Oh shit, to go on vacation, man? That must mean his status is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
I think his status was cool the whole time. I think he just
had like a green card and he's like, "Oh my god, he's going."
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly the case.
Anybody born in a different country needs to go. Well, anybody born in the global south needs to go back, dude.
It's insane.
It is pretty insane, dude. I would have hated. I also had that like irrational fear with stuff like, oh my god, my freaking grandma was born in Mexico. What's gonna happen to her, bro? And no, and guess what? She's fine. Well, she was fine, and now she's not. But she was. She's not.
from the years 2012 to 2016, she was chilling.
She was chilling, man. She actually had probably a pretty good time. I hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, can't ask her, but. You know, she was a mom.
Exactly, dude.
Thrice over, dude. Great grandmother. Great grandma. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
What is that like? I think it's so beautiful to see your entire family gather around you.
It is, man.
It's like
multiple generations, dude.
Aw, man.
Oh.
I'm so sad I'll never get to experience that because I'm impotent, you know?
Yeah, man.
And I'm scared of adoption because I'm scared. I was going to say you can adopt. They won't
feel the same connection?
Yeah, they won't live up to my expectations.
Oh. Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like I have such a high standard that like only my genes could really perform, I feel like. And that's not a possibility. Yeah.
What about a sperm donor?
I was really... A sperm? I just said my genes, man.
Yeah, but, like, aren't sperm donors supposed to have, like, superior genes or whatever? Like, you're supposed to be, like...
You think there's somebody... What are you saying about my genes?
You're
right
supposed
now,
to
man?
Be, like, 5'10 or something.
You think I have low-quality cum, man?
I didn't say anything about the quality of your cum.
You implied it really, really heavily and really, really overtly. I don't know how else I'm supposed to take that.
I'm just saying there's like a there's like a 5'10 guy who played football like in high school who's like good at
5'10 is the guitar, even that tall, man. It's only 5 inches like, taller than me, man.
And like has perfect 20/20 vision and like
if you think about it, an inch is like nothing, man. Like look at this shit. Like that's like
dude,
nothing,
you're
man.
Right. So
5?
So 5?
What is 5 nothing? What is 5 nothing?
5 times 0 is 0, dude.
Exactly, bro. So
we're all the same height.
And don't even get me started on freaking endowment, bro. On the freaking penis stuff, man. Because like,
don't even get me started with this penis stuff, dude.
What is the difference between me and the freaking biggest guy in the world? What
like the tallest guy?
Finger thumbed. No, I'm talking freaking below the trousers, man. Like inside, you know. It's got, like, what, this? Like, finger to thumb, like, pinky to thumb shit, dude? Honestly, not that much,
man. It's a game of inches, dude, much like football.
Nah, dude. Nothing ever comes down to little stuff. It always comes down to something big. That's what I've learned in my freaking 15 years of life, man.
What?
Yeah, man.
I don't think I can do this podcast anymore.
I'm technically 21 coming on 22, but I was in my
mother. Whoa, you're for doing what to 22?
Fucking five.
An extra 5 to 6 years.
I was inside my mom for that long, yeah. I didn't get my kindergarten experience, and that's my trauma is that I never got to go to kindergarten.
You were born a third grader.
Is that how old that is?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Seems like it could be correct.
And guess what? My third grader missed season. Or no.
Miss season? Abbott,
that's racist. I had two Asian teachers that had white names, and they weren't married to white guys, I think. Don't know what that's about. Just something to think. It just popped in my head. It's fine. And guess what? Mrs. Abbott's husband, Mr. Abbott, was my origami club teacher. What?
I always wanted to do origami, dude. I was never good at it.
I was fire at origami, and I still honestly am. Can you do like a crane? I could probably figure it out, man, without even a tutorial, but a tutorial would help.
If the tutorial is just on in the background, I'll probably be able to figure it out.
All I need is a tutorial on halftime speed, and I could fucking nail that shit. It'll look a little wrinkly, but that's to be expected.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
There was an origami book.
Once I make
book.
Like 5 of them, I probably do that shit by heart.
There's an origami book at the Scholastic Book Fair I always wanted, but
Origami Yoda?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like there's Origami Darth Vader too, but I've only read Origami Yoda. It teaches you how to it's like a story. Okay, you never read it?
No, I never did, dude. I bought the spy stuff.
About this kid who had an origami Yoda. You bought spy stuff?
Yeah, dude. Well, it was like a notebook. It was like a spy notebook.
So you're like some kind of... No!
It was like some undercover spy. Not the creepy type of spy. The like James Bond type of
like
spy.
Binoculars?
No,
like an invisible cloak. Like, I don't fucking know, man.
The fucking glasses that you can look backwards with. No.
Well, I had those, man, where you look to the you're, side you're and it kind of showed you were
you could call over here it. Calling me a pervert and a creep, and you had the backwards facing goggles, dude. What were you looking at in those goggles?
Out, dude. I didn't seek that shit out, man. It happened upon me, man. That shit chose me. The thing about you is you're
that was your destiny, dude. Your destiny was to be the creepy backwards goggles, dude.
Not the creepy. It was to be a fucking spy, a real life spy, like fucking James Bond, bro. Yeah, you're more like James Bondage, bro. The way you're fucking creeping on people, bro. God damn.
Not even, bro. I was freaking. I was gonna say James Bond again, but you kind of ruined it for me.
Oh. I don't know any other.
Who's another spy? Fucking Austin Powers. He's actually creepy.
That's true. Right? Oh, I forgot he was actually... Yeah, dude. He was shagalicious, though. That's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, dude.
Would you wear Austin Powers' outfit for a year?
No.
For $500?
No, that's way too... Doesn't even cost the... Doesn't even cover the cost of the fucking outfit, dude.
Well, you can sell... You get it for free, and you can sell the outfit after.
And I get just 5.
And you get like 5 for you get 5 for like a weekly rotation.
Okay, but it's multiple outfits, but multiple of the same outfit.
It's like in different colors. You had like a blue one and an orange.
Oh, you know, yeah. I think I could. I think I could make that. You know, I think I could make that something.
That work for you?
Like in 6 months, the first 6 months are gonna be rough. But after 6 months, people are like, I guess that's just his style.
You can't tell anybody.
I don't have to do any of the voices. I just have to wear the suit. Or...
Well, people are going to expect it, so you should probably fulfill that for them at least. I mean,
but 6 months in, people are just like, you just really liked Austin Powers. And now he just
dressed. I'm like, you run, baby. You got to say that like every once in a while. Like, people are gonna, like, come on, Lionel, do a line from Austin Powers.
Do the fucking
No, voice. It's just...
I can't.
It's weirder to. It's weirder that that's just be. That would just be how you dress instead of like you being into Austin Powers and wanting to like fit the whole vibe instead of just like the outfits, man. The outfits are weird.
Damn. Did you?
You repping the UK like that, man?
I'm not repping the UK like that.
What were you about to say?
Oh, I was gonna ask you. Did you watch the Bachelorette finale?
I did, man. Can't believe Devin would do that to her. She's a queen, and he doesn't deserve her, for real.
I watched the first episode of the season, then I got an update from you, and then I just didn't consume any content until it keeps popping up on my TikTok. Just that hot Did you say hot Tua?
No, I didn't say hot Tua. Don't mishear me.
I thought that's what you said. I was like, all right, bro. No, but I've...
Everywhere... Fucking go, man.
You're like computer whatever, froze. Man. No, but I've just been seeing like the fucking TikToks everywhere. He's like, fuck Devin. Yeah. Devin's a creep. Devin's a bitch.
I don't get any of that, man. I guess my TikTok must think I'm pretty cool because all I get is like... Honestly, basketball and UFC edits. It's like, that's all I get pretty
much. I get those too, just in... In little spurts, I get, like, Maria being like, yeah, I backed out, and everybody thought I was going to be on The Bachelorette.
I get, like, a Nirvana song and, like, Justin Gaethje, like, beating people up, so it's, like, pretty cool. Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
And then, like, Jonathan and Jen made, like, TikToks together about, like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe this happened. This is our life for real. And now she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, bro. And
it aired tonight, first episode.
Did you watch it?
My sister did, and I walked in, and while she was watching, and I was like, oh, Jen.
Is it Joey she on was it, like, too?
Yeah, Joey's in there, too.
Yeah. Because I saw the Joey TikTok.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. We know so much about media. What's, like, for another thing? Dude.
No, but I was... Like, I was consuming a bunch of The Bachelor like TikToks that was like Devin.
Yeah, but you're a fake fan, man.
Devin thought Maria was gonna be on, and then he didn't back out, and then he followed Maria after the season, and you know, big controversy, bro.
Men are trash, man.
Especially trash. That guy, dude. That guy fucking sucks. How did he win? I remember the first episode you saying he sucked.
Yeah, he did suck, dude, but the way he sucked was more to the other guys than to Jen, because he was just, like, stealing time, like, you know, remember Crystal?
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Crystal.
He was just always present when he needed to be, man.
Oh, I thought you said... And, I thought you said bitches always present. Like, referring to...
not say that. They were referring to a woman?
No, I thought you were talking about Devin, where you're like, bitch is always present.
Oh, that'd be funny. He's kind of a bitch, bro. Yeah. Well, he's totally a bitch now. Yeah. I mean, they developed this... I mean, I never thought she clicked with any of them too much, honestly. Maybe, like, Jeremy more than everybody else. You don't even fucking know Jeremy, dude.
I don't know Jeremy like that.
But she kicked him off, which is fine, because Jeremy wasn't that hot, honestly, man. He wasn't. Marcus was my fucking boy, man. Went through so much trauma, but he's not ready for love yet like that, man. He needs time before he could really fall in love with someone, just like everybody does. Nobody can be expected to fall in love like 8 weeks, bro. That's crazy. But yeah, Devin was bullshit the whole time, bro. And his fucking dad left, and he probably deserved it.
Shit. Apparently he's like super weird too. Like he got like a restraining order from his ex, and he's just
really.
Yeah, he's just a weird dude overall.
Yeah, man, he should have thought this out better. Cause once you're a shit piece of shit, like publicly, like you're gonna get exposed for every bad thing you ever did. It's like
exactly, like when I'm on.
And guess what? Bad Mexican rep. His dad's Mexican.
His dad's dude. During Hispanic Heritage Month, dude?
Oh my God, dude. It is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, dude. When I'm on The Bachelorette next season, dude, all my fucking past Facebook stuff's gonna pop up. You know, the which South Park character are you?
Your angry bird.
Which Smurf are you?
my butter's impersonation is gonna pop up, dude.
People, there's gonna be fucking posts that were like,
Kenny Twitter page, bro, talking about shit in the comments, bro. It's gonna be dredged up, man.
Dude, people are gonna post like, in 2012, Lionel thought he was the Red Angry Bird, but on the show, he said he relates more to the blue one.
In 2012, Guillermo posted that he hates Cartman.
In 2013, Lionel posted, oh no, they killed Brian!
Is that when that happened? Man, it feels more recent than that.
No, dude, I remember it vividly. You know?
Yeah, man, I was anti-Family Guy, man, and South Park kind of corroborated that with me, bro.
Oh, like, dude, I was Family Guy all the way.
That's embarrassing
for you. I would, man,
when you think about it,
I'd watch...
More cerebral, I guess.
Man. I would watch Animation Domination on Fox, you know, every Sunday. Every Sunday night, and then Monday morning before school started, me and my friend who we all thought was going to get deported would talk about the latest episode of Family Guy, you know. And I...
Yeah, I was more of a Comedy Central kid, man. Ian Peele, South Park.
Some of the underground Comedy Central shit.
Fucking Tosh.0 and shit.
Bro. My brother would watch Tosh.0 and I would like watch it next to him. I've never seen
that. Tosh.0 shit. I was like trying too hard to be older when I was a kid, so it was just like there was always like a lapse in like what I understood. I was like, oh, that's supposed to be funny.
Got him.
I'd be like, dark humor is so crazy.
You know what app I re-downloaded that I've been playing a lot recently?
Clash of Clans.
No. It's sort of similar in the way that when we downloaded
Clash of Clans. Oh, the Family Guy.
No, I re-downloaded The Simpsons Tapped Out, dude. And I've just been playing The Simpsons
Tapped Out. I said that.
Did you say The Simpsons Tapped Out? I don't know why I'm saying the full legal name.
Yeah. After I said the Family Guy one, I said the Simpsons one, man.
But
you have Quickie Mart yet?
Yeah, dude, I logged into my old account when I was like 12 or like 10, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, damn, dude, some shitty city planning, dude. This is Springfield looked fucking
you
ugly, dude.
You did re-download that like 3 years ago.
Yeah, dude, it'll come in waves, dude, and like I'm waiting on fucking Homer Simpson to finish a quest. So, you know, I don't.
What's his neon, dude? Is he searching for Spider Pig or something?
No. He's like. it's funny to talk about because it's lame.
It's super interesting, man. I don't have anything going on in my life. This is the most stimulating thing I could right now, I think.
Man. When I was 11, dude, I was broke. I couldn't buy any donuts, but, you know.
Have you been spending
no money? No, but my finger has hovered over the $5 donut pack.
I started playing Clash of Clans again. I did spend like I think I dropped like $15 on it, man. I had to, man. I wanted a cool background.
This is the urge I'm feeling now, but for The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Those games piss me off so much, man. The wait times are so fucking excruciating, man. Actually such bullshit.
That's how they get you to come back, dude.
And or you like
the system fucking works, dude.
It's honestly not fun.
We think we're immune to these tactics and then we fucking fall into the trap so easily.
Dude, capitalism is fucking entrenched in our fucking thinking, bro. Our fucking worldviews, man.
It's insane, dude. Who would have
cheap
thought?
And fucking Simpsons tapped out proves that. Family Guy, The Quest for Stuff. That's what it's called.
I had downloaded that shortly after. I re-downloaded The Simpsons. That one's just ass, dude. That one sucks.
Is it not the same shit?
It's the same shit, but it has like 20 characters, and the sound effects are ass. It just... It sounds like...
Wait, is it just Peter going like... Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, but it sounds like it was recorded in like 2009.
To get like, Peter... Well, it's probably
I don't have Lewis. I actually deleted it. I was about to call her Lewis.
That's fucked up. Dude, that's not even her name.
It's Louise.
Oh, dude, don't disrespect a mom on this podcast. You know that's kind of all what it's about.
This is speaking truly of moms, a mother-based podcast.
I found a quiz, dude.
Oh, shit.
You're going to take it.
Okay. Send me this quiz. Okay.
It's just about a what kind of mom are you kind of quiz.
All right.
Quiz to uncover whether you're a bonobo mom, a bear mom, or a shark mom.
Oh, shit. Okay, so.
What do you think you are going
into? Okay, going into it. So the options are bonobo, bear, and shark.
Yeah, three options is kind
of
weak.
Man. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, you know, a bit of weak sauce.
Yeah.
But going into it, shark.
Weak sauce is shark? Oh, wow. That's aggressive. How do you usually assist your child in his or her homework?
Mm-hmm.
You're the one doing it because it's very difficult for the child?
Nah.
You believe in independent learning and self-discovery?
No.
Or you sit with your child supervising him or her for help with questions?
Let's go with the third one. I'm not going to do it for them, but I'll be there, you know? Figure out this new math type shit, dude.
Okay.
Wait, side note. Did your parents ever help you with your homework?
Yeah, I'd always wait till last minute, so like my mom would have to because I really stressed out. It was only for like big stuff like science projects.
Yeah, me too. My parents would never help me with my homework, but they would always help me with the projects. Like my dad basically did my Golden Gate Bridge project. I was in the fourth.
Yeah, my mom did my fucking, it was like a Bristlebots project. It was toothbrush heads with batteries on them that moved around.
It's kind of sick.
My science fair project. Yeah, but I did it all the night before, and it was fucking awful for me as a little boy.
I would also do it the night before.
And how many kids have you always dreamt of having? 3, 4, or more? You love big families. 1 or 2 is fine. You don't really think about it.
One or two is fine. Yeah.
One is not fine, man. You're gonna have a weird ass kid, freak ass kid.
We know a couple only children.
That's true. Sorry, I didn't mean to perpetuate that. It's not necessarily true. You just need friends. If you are an only child and don't have friends, that's where the little freak.
If you are an only child, you are more likely to have no friends in that pathway. Slippery slope.
This quiz is fucking. I didn't expect how troublesome it would be to read all this bullshit. Your child is playing in the park. Suddenly, some older kids join and start playing rough. What do? You act as a mediator, creating rules for all the kids to play together as good citizens.
Nah.
Lame. You grab your child and find another playground. Or nothing. My child has to learn how to defend him or herself from others.
I'm going to go with the third one, honestly.
You're going to let your kid fucking...
Yes, dude. I need my child to be the next Tony Ferguson.
Tony Ferguson specifically? Tony Ferguson is known for taking so much damage, bro. What do you want your child to get?
And also being a terrible person.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though. In those edits, I see
those TikTok edits make him seem really cool.
Yeah, and the one that plays the 911 call from his wife. Oh my god, dude, upsetting. That shit's actually fire. But it's fire though.
Is he spitting?
Are you ready?
Hmm.
What do you do when your child is going to sleep? Check if he/she is comfortable in bed and say goodnight. Ask him/her to give you a hug, but if it doesn't work, it's okay. Always say goodnight to your child with a big hug and a kiss and an I love you. These are all kind of soft.
Yeah. I'd go with the third one.
Shit. Wouldn't even... With a big hug and a kiss and an I love you?
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, weak, man. Yeah, you're getting bonobo mom for sure. And you have to spend a day...
I wouldn't be mad with bonobo. You have to spend the day...
Yeah, I actually love bonobos, man. Shout out Monkeys and Apes. Shout out Professor Ting. When you have to spend the day out of the house, what do you arrange for your child's lunch? You leave a note explaining there's some ingredients in the fridge. That's funny as hell. Imagine like a 3-year-old and it's like, there's a tomato in the fridge.
There's a tomato, there's cheese, do whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
You know where the utensils are. Figure it out.
You know they will find a way to eat. They have two hands. That's really funny. You leave a lunch ready to heat in the microwave with an instruction list. Why is there no, like, meal ready to eat?
Yeah, for it's either two of them, they just don't have anything to eat.
Even a fucking sandwich, bro, Jesus. What do you want your child to become in the future? Powerful, like the President of the United States.
Or Tony Lame. Ferguson.
Business-minded, like Oprah Winfrey.
Angelina Jolie. Wait, what is the third one?
Creative, like Angelina Jolie from fucking... That one Maleficent. James McAvoy movie with the bullet.
Bullet?
Going Maleficent?
No, I'm going Powerful. Going Powerful.
Like the president?
And Tony Ferguson, yeah.
I wouldn't want my kid to be a dictator, bro. I'd have to teach him a lesson. Spank him in the Oval Office, bro.
No war crimes today.
Dude. Your child wants to try a new activity that could be risky. Uh-oh. You... discuss the pros and cons with them, allowing them to decide. That's really lame. That's really nerd shit. Support their curiosity and help them navigate it safely. Already have a gut feeling about the situation and make your call accordingly. That's good.
I'll do the third one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lame, man. This is bad parenting. Do really bad parenting. You should wait a while before you have kids, man. Maybe, like, take... Yeah, I don't know, man. Really learn to... embrace subject.
Maybe I need to find myself first. Yeah,
man, you're gonna parent like a fucking dictator, bro. Fucking
like a shark.
How do you show love to your... Yeah, maybe a shark. I don't know how shark moms are. I can't tell if it means like shark, like aggressive, like, or like how are sharks actually as moms? Do they just like abandon them or something? I don't know.
They don't leave a note. Dude.
My nose itches. How do you show love to your child? What?
You paused. I didn't say anything.
You did say something, man, but I think there was a delay to it. You gotta start doing this shit in person again, man.
Yeah.
How do you show love to your child? Through plenty of hugs, kisses, and verbal affirmation, by spending quality time together and being present, by sensing their emotional needs even when they aren't expressed. Do you knew nothing about them after then? Okay, whatever. Choose.
What's the second one? What is the second one? Read that again.
By spending quality time together and being present.
Yeah, I'll do the second one. I'll do the second one.
Shout out quality time. You wouldn't hug or kiss your child?
No, that's for bedtime, yeah.
You're right, man. You gotta compartmentalize. You can't always exactly. Your child expecting to always receive hugs.
Exactly.
That's not realistic, man. In the real world, you don't always get hugs and kisses.
And a big I love you.
That's the worst. I apply for a job. I go to a job interview, and I'm like, "Where's my hug at? Where's my kiss?"
I love you. Say it back.
Okay, I hope I get this job. And then I give him a little kiss on the nose. When your child is upset, you offer a comforting hug and soothing words. Give them some space to calm down on their own or immediately sense their distress and know how to address it.
The third one is just have the answer.
Have fucking telepathic powers.
What's the first one?
Offer a comforting hug and soothing words.
Yeah, I'll do the first one.
Weak. Okay, last one.
Oh,
how
shit.
How do you handle your child's independence?
How do I handle?
Okay. I fucked up, man. Shut up. Okay. Encourage them to explore and express themselves freely. Provide guidance while letting them make their own decisions. Or always have a watchful eye ready to intervene if needed.
I'll do the first one. All
right. Oh, man, you're good at remembering these fucking answers. Your results, and I don't want to scare you with this, man, but you're a bonobo mom.
Yeah!
You are very effective.
Hell yeah. Did you take this quiz for you, man?
Nope. I was just gonna let you take it.
Oh shit.
We already went through it, so it's too late.
We're not gonna do the
Bonobo Mom.
Bonobo Mom. Shout out Bonobos. You know, very, very caring, nurturing,
your child
loving.
Knows that you are always around and protecting them from external danger. Exactly. They'll probably feel comfortable being close to you. When they become adults, they will decide to live close to you and include you in their most important decisions.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
No nursing home for this guy.
Good for you, man. I think I would be at like a T-Rex or like a, or a Megalodon mom, honestly.
The Meg, dude? Cool like that. You'd like be the Meg mom, dude?
Maybe like a Minotaur mom.
Not real.
It's something intimidating and cool. What do you mean not real?
They're not real.
It's in a book, bro. You read the fucking Odyssey or whatever, bro? That Greek shit?
By Homer?
You?
Dough?
Dough. Yeah, man.
And yeah, dude.
I bet he made that dough after publishing that shit.
Yeah, dude. We did a project on the Odyssey as freshmen in high school.
Ooh.
Shout out the Odyssey.
High school was an odyssey for me.
Sure was.
Man, I remember that one time I got bullied so badly, but I actually spoke up for myself.
Oh, dude, that was sick, dude.
You did. And his friend group joined our friend group instead of continuing to support their toxic friend.
Exactly.
What? Do you remember that, man, and how dude, proud everybody was of
we all clapped at, like, after you did it. It was insane.
That was the night everything changed.
Exactly, dude. Then you were you were voted prom king the next fucking prom.
I was voted prom king and
you they made you captain of the football team.
And captain of the dance team as well. Some sort of girl shit, just so it's equal.
You got the lead in the play, dude.
Got the lead in the play. I was Frankenstein's monster and I was Mick.
And then you fell over on that big fucking thing.
No, I wouldn't fall over because I was cool, man. Yeah, and I managed to navigate different circles so easily. And yeah, so dude.
And then you left us behind.
I was with the popular kids, but also I was with the nerd-ass kids. But that kind of isolates you if you think about it.
You're kind of a popular loner if you really think about it.
Really was, man. I was waiting for you to say it because I didn't want to say it myself. But it is really true. Because you were in the, like, lowest of the low, like, loser-ass group. And I would have to, like, walk all the way across campus to your ass, your fucking group, man. Wherever you were. By the fucking, I don't know, the bathroom because you always had to piss yourself, bro.
This isn't true, dude.
I'd walk back with the popular kids and we'd do, like, nitrous or whatever. Whatever's cool these days.
Nitrous?
Yeah, nitrous oxide, man. You wouldn't know about it because you were in a nerd shit.
I guess
you're probably
so,
too
dude.
Busy reading. Whippets are in right now, man. Have you seen all the stuff? All the people doing them?
I actually haven't. Are people doing Whippets again?
Really? There'll be like a video of like kids in high school. Like they have like Galaxy Gas, I think they're called.
Oh, I did see Galaxy Gas, dude.
Yeah, it's just nitrous oxide. It's just Whippets. And
it's insane.
They're doing it.
You just get that at like a 7-Eleven or
I don't think you can get it at like a it looks like something you have to like order. It's not like it's not even whipped cream, I don't think. It's just like things to fill up a bottle. Yeah. When I was a kid I did whipped cream.
You didn't even get
didn't try it.
You didn't even get the cool part where you get to have some whipped cream at the end, dude.
Yeah, exactly, man. What the fuck?
What's the fucking point?
You don't even get that delicious, delicious dessert, man. Exactly. What the hell?
But you did
seeing
whip
people do that, and then seeing people do that and bring like a tub of Cool Whip to school the next day.
Yeah, this is to make up for lost time.
All right, boys, dig it.
Just passing around Galaxy Gas and a whole ass tub of Cool Whip.
Well, I was thinking like somebody who didn't know what they were really doing, like seeing people like huff Ready Whip and just like, all right, well, I guess everybody's into whip cream right now. It's a big fad.
That's so much better, actually.
Just bring your... Okay, I got spoons for each of you guys. Don't even...
I know you guys are really into whipped cream. So guess what? My mom went to Costco.
Like, you're not supposed to have it like upwards. You're supposed to have it downwards. So you get that delicious cream, baby.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Cash rules everything around me.
Cash rules everything around you? Cream. Get the money. Dollar bills, y'all. I was thinking of starting an all-white version of Wu-Tang Clan.
What would you call it?
Just Wu-Tang Clan White.
Wu-Tang Clan White version? Just...
Yeah. It's actually... And we'll have... You know, we're just doing covers, man. It's nothing that serious.
You're covering the whole song?
Yeah, I want to know which Wu-Tang Clan member I would be. Who do you think?
RZA?
Really? Well, I am kind of creating the clan, so mm-hmm. That makes sense. It's Wu-Tang Clan, but the K is where the C is from the clan.
the Wu-Tang Clan with the K is insane.
That is wild. I think I'd be RZA, though.
Mm-hmm. Who would you invite?
Inspect a deck so I die early, bro. Don't have to deal with this shit.
You don't have to deal with, you know. The Hulu show.
Or was it Old Dirty Bastard? I don't even remember, man. The Hulu show? Yeah, I wonder who's going to play me in the Hulu show, man. Who do you think?
Steve Buscemi?
You really think so? You really think I look like Steve Buscemi?
Not necessarily. I think he's just a great actor.
Yeah, he is, man. He's been in some great stuff. Fucking Fargo.
Fargo
and shit.
Sopranos
and shit. Sopranos. Man. Yeah, but I don't really want him to play me, man. I don't think he's unattractive, but he's sort of like conventionally attractive, which is like, I want to be conventionally attractive.
Who would you hire to play you?
I gotta go fucking the tall guy from Euphoria, man.
Jacob Elordi?
What's his name? Yeah, Jacob Elordi, man. I'm really feeling him these days, like, in terms of me. Like, I see him in, like, not, like, in a freaking sexual way. That's... I've never even touched him before. Okay. I've DM'd him a couple times, but he hasn't responded.
What'd you DM him?
I just, like, it's my birthday today. Say happy birthday. But I do that a bunch of times in, like, a week, so he knows it's a lie, which is really embarrassing. Yeah.
He hasn't gotten back to you.
It's my mom's birthday today. Tell her happy birthday, please. Like fucking December fucking 2nd. Far from my mom's birthday, bro. 6 months away at least. Yeah, man. That's how I know he's a fucking fake, bro. Everybody in Hollywood is a fucking fake and I'm a fucking real.
Yeah, dude. Me and him, bro. We're like two peas in a pod.
What?
Yeah.
Are you getting Hollywood on?
June 24th. He was born June 26th. A couple days away.
Really?
Both cancers, dude. People can't even tell us apart. Man.
It sucks, dude, because you missed that Gemini cusp, and you could have been a great rapper if you were a Gemini.
I've been relegated to incredible Grammy Award-winning producer.
So. Let me look up, like, some cancer qualities.
You're gonna get like WebMD.
Like, yeah. It looks like nurturing, emotional, creative, intuitive, loyal, homebodies, sensitive, overprotective. Do you think that describes you to a T?
This is like the bonobo mother all over again, dude.
That's true, man. Okay, what are some Scorpio qualities, just so I don't feel left out?
Moody, emotional, caring, creative, protective, sensitive, clingy.
I feel like there's like 50% overlap between ours. Why'd I get moody, bro? I am kind of moody sometimes, man. But this one says brave and intuition, so that's good. Honest. Ask me anything about yourself and I'll be 100% honest.
Secretive. obsessive strategy.
How can I be honest and secretive?
Resentful, stubborn, magnetic, dominating.
Yeah, freaking watch out. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, dude, I'm starting to see it.
Hey. Don't make me get the in a sexy way, not an abusive way.
What did you say?
Hey. I said I'm sexy, not like abusive. Not like fucked up. I'm more like fucked up in like a hot way. Like you know when you see a jailbird and they sort of have that twinkle in their eye?
No.
That's me. Shit. I'm sort of a bad boy turned kind of like...
Sweetheart?
I've kind of... Yeah, bad boy who's a sweetheart in bed.
When he hates everyone but you.
I got that duality going, man. Whereas you're just sort of like a fucking pushover.
These are me? Pushover qualities. Yeah. Why are these all... Home is important to them. That's one of the qualities on here.
Stay home, bro. I'll be out.
Tender, though. Tender.
You are pretty tender, I'll be honest.
Man. I'm pretty tender. Traditionalist.
You're a traditionalist? Lionel loves women in the kitchen. If he's at home, you better be at home. No going out to clubs, ladies.
Home is important to me.
Home is important to me. You're not letting your kids leave. You're not letting your wife leave. They're locked up in the basement. And you can go to work some days, but you got to be back as soon as possible.
But not while football's on.
Yeah. Come on, honey.
The game is on.
Beautiful. Come on. The boys are coming over. Get me a beer, please. I don't want to yell at you in front of my friends.
I don't want to have to yell at you. So don't.
She's like really busy. Please be subservient to me. Like a really weak guy who's trying to be dominant in the household. I would love to have a wife that just doesn't respect me at all.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sick.
I'm just like a little weakling, and she's just like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want. Like, okay. Please, don't leave me here. Like, make some friends. I'm like, I can't.
I don't know how to talk to people.
I get so nervous whenever I talk to anybody. Normal people scare me, man. That's the kind of husband I'll be. And I better freaking find a lover to sick and freaking twisted.
How to attract cancer men is on here. If you have a Cancerian in your sights, you may be eager to attract them towards you. Here are some things.
I think they're called oncologists or something.
Like that. Cancerian is insane. Here are some things you can do to win their affection. It's blank. There's nothing listed.
Oh yeah. There's nothing you can do, dude, because you're too set in your ways. You're too traditional, man.
Exactly, dude. I'm too kind, nurturing, loyal, and dependent, dude.
To find a freaking lady in your life, bro. Goddamn. They can't attract you, man, because you're too upper echelon for
them,
man.
I'm too secretive and family-oriented.
Those can go together,
I guess.
How is
a cancer man in love and relationship? A cancer man in love and relationships will be a long-term partner for the right woman. Your emotions and feelings come from your heart and not mind. You are extremely affectionate, thoughtful, and intuitive to the feelings of others, especially for love.
You say
dude, we need to get on some fucking on the Talk to a Podcast. Dude.
Yeah, dude, we got some competition. Everybody's doing their little jokes about that right now, but
she's leapfrogged us, dude. Respect. We have been on the scene for 11 episodes, and she's leapfrogged us, bro.
Look her birthday up, so I know what star sign she is. Whoa, she was born in 2002 or 2003.
Oh shit, which one is it?
On June 11th. Oh no, that's not. That's just when the video happened. Oh shit. God damn it. Yeah, I can't find her birthday. What the hell, man?
We'll never know.
What? Octois spit on that thin card exclusively from prickly cards. It's your birthday. Octois spit on that thing. Do you want this card for your birthday next year?
Yeah, dude. I'm totally going to remember what it is.
It went down from 554 to 435.
Shit, dude. That's a fucking steal.
That's pretty good, man. Who started the Hawk-Twa meme? After being asked, move in bed that makes a man go crazy, she answered, you gotta give him that Hawk-Twa. You agree? Is that something that would make a man go crazy?
Yeah, dude, spitting on that thing.
Yeah, I don't even know what she means, man. I never really figured that shit out, man.
Shock-a-loogie, dude, Hawk-Twa.
Purposefully ambiguous, man. Just like some fucking European film or some shit like that, man.
Exactly. That's the beauty behind him.
That's the beauty behind her, honestly. Aside from her physical beauty.
We need to get her on the podcast, dude.
Just DM her. I've already DM'd her so many times. I don't think
has she responded?
I'll just, like, do a little joke, like, I'll just repeat the Hawk-Twa thing. I'll be like, spit on me, please.
Spit on me, please. Spit on me, please.
Just keep DMing. Yeah, just that over and over again. She blocked you. Doesn't even... He hearted it one time and then didn't respond to any of the other ones.
Dude. Where is she from?
So... I think, if I'm right, Bolivia.
Oh, shit, dude.
She's a Bolivian.
Dude, happy Hispanic Heritage Month.
Boliviana, bro. We literally had two Independence Days over the past fucking 2 days, man, and I got no gifts out of it. I got no... Nothing. Nobody celebrated
me. Nobody has sent me $100.
That's true. I saw that you reposted TikTok, man. It's just, like, give me $100.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
I'd love $100.
It's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Honestly in the negative. Really? Is that where Dolly Parton's from?
No, she's from Dolly World.
Oh, that makes sense. No. I always wonder where she got her name from, because I've never heard it on any.
You know how some people are named, like, California, Asia, Montana.
I know Asia, maybe like Brooklyn. Who's named fucking California?
You don't know a California, dude?
No, dude, that's a bad name, man. I've heard like America. I've met like three Americas.
I've met before. A bunch of Americas, yeah. I probably met more than you.
There was one in my Algebra 2 class. And I had a little crush on her, honestly.
America?
Yeah.
I actually don't
know. I never really talked to her.
I don't know who that is.
She was like 1 or 2 years older than us.
Shit, dude. You're into the MILF?
Yeah. And I was in a table group with her once.
Was she good at algebra too?
I don't remember, man, but I remember collaborating a lot, so probably not, because I wasn't good at it. Yeah. I wish I was like more math minded. Maybe that would take away from my emotional intelligence, though, because I am really in touch with everybody's feelings.
That's true.
I can tell what you're feeling right now.
What am I feeling right now?
Joyous.
Oh, shit, he got it. He's right.
When I do this, it's like nail on the head kind of thing. It's a new thing I'm trying to start.
Yeah, dude.
Will you do it? Aw, that's so cute.
Dude, I went beast mode. Hold on,
let me screen grab that real quick. I don't know how to do it. Hey, do it. Do it. Fun. Okay, do it now. Okay, do it now. Do it. Get it?
Okay. I don't want to keep doing this motion.
Okay, hold on. I have to save it as... Okay. Here's... Where do I save it?
I can hear the crickets.
Save. Okay. Lionel. I spelled your name wrong. Sorry.
Whoa.
Lionel. Dot viral.
It's my viral moment, dude.
Okay, dude. You're welcome, man. You're permanently printed in the annals of my fucking life, man. When a fucking alien finds us in 1,000 years, you don't joke about that. I was thinking of this joke. You know how there's like, okay, well, this is a little like porn brained, but you know, I was a middle schooler once. You know how there's like JOIs?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that? Jerk off instructions? What if you like clicked on a video and it was just like an Italian guy telling you how to be an asshole? Here's how you be a jerk off.
Here's your jerk off instructions. Yeah, jerk off.
Hey, fuck your mother and stuff like that. It's like a bit. It's like I thought of that earlier in the bath. Not for any particular reason.
I think, yeah, workshop this, come back to it. I think we're onto something here.
Oh my god, we're gonna make it big.
Next week, dude, when this is an incredible joke here.
This is our god, final. Dude, I this can't wait final. To develop this and make thousands of people laugh.
We're in the dozens currently.
And the icon photo would be an Italian guy going like this.
Oh, why did I make
it? Yeah, you would make that noise watching that video, bro. And for the listeners, I stuck my hands out to either border of the frame of the camera.
You gotta explain the nail on the head.
Oh shit, you're right. Nail on the head was sort of my hand motion kind of doing that thing. And trust me, I know how to hammer. I had a toolbox at my grandfather's house. I would always make fun things. I made a sword. I would make little bug houses and stuff like that. So I'm pretty much a professional at hammering.
Well versed.
I guess you could say it's hammer time.
He gets hammered, dude.
No. Come on, dude. Don't joke about that. Please don't.
It. Nothing can stop me now.
Yeah. Don't stop me now.
Having a good time.
You ever heard of that? Queen? Queen?
No.
You know that song?
No. What is it?
It's like a song by Queen, Freddie Mercury. You know?
Oh, Freddie?
Yeah, like Freddie. Ever seen Freddie Got Fingered?
It's kind of a classic. I actually haven't seen Freddie Got Fingered. Does that have what's his face in it?
Tom Green?
Yeah, Tom Green.
Yeah, this is a movie. He's like, it's like a big thing for him. Yeah. Talk about a career fall off.
Tom Green. What does he
even do now?
Tom Green.
Went from being a Canadian crazy Road Trip guy to... Yeah, he was in Road Trip. I didn't really like that movie, to be honest, man. It wasn't really my... Yeah, I love like an irreverent kind of coming of age movie, but it wasn't my cup of tea.
I think I watched the second Road Trip. Euro trip, yeah. No, Road Trip Beer Pong.
Yeah.
But I've also seen Euro Trip. I've never seen that. I've also seen Euro Trip.
I've only seen Euro Trip and Road Trip. I'm like, oh my god, not a freaking sex tape being sent to his girlfriend. Oh my god. And Tom Green sent it of all people. Of course he would make that mistake.
It's gonna be fall next week, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. The leaves changing.
The leaves are changing.
I'm thinking of making it big in fall.
What are you going to do? Are you going to change your aesthetic here? Are you going to turn into a fall guy?
I don't really know yet. fall guy? Oh, dude.
No, that
video game.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose, but it made me laugh. So.
You would make a video game reference given your nerdy kind of aesthetic. You should change your aesthetic. You should think about that, honestly, man, because I'm honestly tired of this look for you, man. Triggered.
what are you changing your aesthetic offended. To? What are you not me offending the me? Libs?
Yeah, I was thinking of doing like a trench coat thing. Triggered.
I don't know about this trench coat thing, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
I've been watching a lot of Columbo.
You reviewed one of them on Letterboxd. I saw that.
I watched that movie a while ago. It was like the first Columbo episode, and I love Columbo. Now I know we're all like, okay, police guy, really? Freaking cops are bastards, and I agree. Columbo is 5'5" representation. Okay, shout out Peter.
Is that ACAB except for Columbo?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not gonna be that.
Did you watch this road trip?
You sent
Amp Road Trip to.
Is it in general? Where did you send
with
that?
With Kai Cenat, Phantom, the Joker,
and Joker. Joker's there.
He's there, dude. Road Trip 2 was insane.
Now, Kai is really pulling his lips really far back. You can really see like all of his teeth.
We need to get him on the podcast, that. Dude.
This is such an expressive face. It's kind of beautiful to me. Dude. I don't know. It looks like, you know, like the happy, like the theater thing with like the happy face and the frowny face.
Oh yeah, like yeah, yeah. Like when it's like arts.
And Phantom honestly looks cool as fuck.
Dude, did you even see Phantom freestyles?
Why did you like it a lot?
Yeah, it was rated number one, dude. On the TikTok I was watching. Agent got the worst one, dude.
Oh, no, bro. Agent, honestly, they bully him too much, bro.
Dude, I remember when Agent was a 2K what? YouTuber, dude.
Was he?
Yeah, he was just a 2K YouTuber.
Was he any good? Did you watch him? Or?
Yeah, I watched him a little bit.
Was he successful as a
YouTuber? Yeah, he was really successful. He was probably the most well-known guy before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And now, honestly, he's the loser of the
group. Now he's the little bitch of the group, dude.
He's a little bitch. You have hotties like Phantom and Duke Dedis. And honestly, Kai is fine as hell, too. And you got, and you look at fucking AJ and, or no, not AJ, he's a fucking beta squad. I thought of the other bullied guy in the different, that's fucked up.
Every squad has the one bullied guy, dude.
Yeah, that's true. fucking Agent, not AJ, bro. Yeah. Okay, bro.
Agent and AJ would really vibe, guys.
They've met, dude. They did videos together. Fucking
they did last to fall asleep or whatever.
It's so dumb. And the videos are entertaining, bro. Because it's like, if you don't have friends, those videos are exactly what you need, bro.
If you've never socialized with another person, that's exactly what you need.
And guess what? I wasn't like popping socially throughout most of my life. So it's like when I was in like middle school, high school, I would always watch like Vanoss and that would be my experience. I was like, oh my God, having friends must be so awesome.
I didn't mean to laugh at you.
I had a Call of Duty friend group, but we didn't play as consistently as Vanoss, dude, because that was weekly uploads, bro.
Yeah, dude, he's grinding.
Yeah, shout out. Basically, I do work. And H2O Delirious.
Oh, I watched a lot of H2O Delirious. I watched his Minecraft, though.
You didn't watch his videos with Venom? That's fucked up.
He would appear in some of the Minecraft episodes. I watched Vanoss
had the best production value, bro. Yeah, I like the roleplay. Yeah. Shout out Louis Caliber.
These are names I haven't thought of in so long.
Shout out, I can't remember the Irish guy's name. Nogla. Dahi de Nogla. Dude, I remember all that shit. I was a big fan, man. Because I was like, dang.
Valor.
Having friends must be sick. It must be lit, bro.
Friendship must be so cool.
And me and Demar, I was stuck with my little cousin, man. Every once in a while, we played GTA 5. Playing fucking snipers versus Ventornos or whatever the fuck. Infernos. I don't remember the fucking car's name.
All right. Do you want to outro this one?
Okay. Thank you for listening. It was fine, maybe. I hope. If you didn't like it, 5-star rating.
Watch the next one.
If you didn't like it, keep on watching and just hope they get better. There's a decent chance they could. Not to be too fucking baby sounding, because I'm a fucking grown up adult and I actually have opinions of my own, and fuck you.